Todd Graham is in his third season as the head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils, where they're coming off a 10-4 season and winning the Pac-12 South title. You know, I was taking a look at some of the background. When you took over that program after their 2007 season, the first year, or they had not had a winning season since 2007, and in your first year, you go 8-5. What type of program did you find, Todd, when you took over Arizona State?
Well, we found, you know, obviously I always look for the positive. And one of the things we found is guys like Taylor Kelly, you know, Jamil Douglas, Finkenberg, Chris Coyle, Alden Darby, Will Sutton. I mean, there were a lot of quality players. Obviously, philosophically it was different. From just a discipline standpoint, it was a major change philosophically in how we do things. But I found a lot of really fine young men that were kind of hungry for discipline, and I think hungry for that change. And it was a great fit for me. And my philosophy of winning is there's basically five principles. You got to have character, and character is a daily evaluation. You know, we talk about that you don't just do, you know, character's not one time evaluation. It's every day. You got to bring it every day and have a service mentality. And two, you got to be smart. You got to see yourself as smart and understand that if you do those two things, you got a chance to be disciplined. If you're disciplined, you got a chance to be tough. And obviously, you're going to get hit in the mouth. You got to be courageous and be able to handle adversity. So that's kind of what we were able to instill, and the kids embraced it. And I think they were hungry for it. But on the same hand, I got to give, you know, Coach Erickson's staff a lot of credit. We had some quality guys, some young men here. It was a perfect situation for me.
You mentioned discipline a couple of times. Can you define that for me in a football sense?
Yeah, I think, you know, discipline is obviously a byproduct of how you do everything that you do. I think it's, like I mentioned, is that, you know, our deal is that you're never going to be disciplined if you don't have a service mentality. And what we try to talk about is that, you know, for instance, one of the things that we did to establish discipline, we went from the most penalized team in the country to one of the least penalized. And for the last 2 years, we've been the least penalized team in the Pac-12. So we went from last to first. And how we did that was educate. You know, and what we talk about is we teach the guys the rules and to respect the game. You know, this is a game. This is a great game. You know, and it's been so good to me, and I want to give to our players the principles that help you be successful. And so, discipline is having a service mentality, and part of that is really respecting and having a healthy respect for doing right and doing the rules and playing the game the way it's supposed to be played. And then, you know, obviously I think you have to be smart. You know, you have to be smart enough to understand situations, know when to let go, understand how the thing's being. You know, most of our kids didn't know how the game was being officiated, didn't know how the seven-man crew operated. But discipline is self-discipline. It comes from within. So it's so important that you start with the heart. And so we talk about, you know, character and service produces integrity in your heart, and through integrity and doing things right and doing things the right way, you develop self-discipline. So that's how we approach it.
Todd, can you pretty much read your team during the course of the week as to how they practice, how they might play?
You know, most of the time I can. You know, I mean, you know, I think our guys have worked really hard here and prepared very well. You know, I mean, we played, you know, some games I get surprised. I think they're really, really ready. And, you know, but the game lasts 4.5 hours, so it's preparation, you know, leads to victory. It's not a pregame speech, or, you know, we don't try to win the pregame or win the run-through. You know, a lot of teams get really high and then they get really low, and we don't want to do that. But you got to play this game with great emotion. But I have a pretty good pulse for them for how we executed in Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday practice, how I think they're going to play.
One of the things I found fascinating by you, when I met you when you came into town for the Kraft Hunger Bowl, and you were here to play the midshipman and talking to you, and then later on watching you on the sideline and things that I've picked up as well. One of the things I find fascinating about you is that you're very good at adapting, in other words, on the fly to a great deal. In other words, the pregame speech may be something, the halftime speech may be something, but what you do during the course of the game and your demeanor on the sideline as well, I find that fascinating. Can you give me some insight into that from you?
Well, I think that's probably, if you know, Gus Malzahn and myself, we were high school coaches, and we went to Tulsa together, and that's one of the things that we really thought could separate us from and help us to be successful is being adaptive. You know, you have to adapt to your players, and what that means is just being a teacher and constantly teaching in those situations, you know, and staying ahead, you know. And I think that that's the key is you got to be able to adapt to your personnel, to the skills and talents of your players, what they can do, how they execute, and how they respond. You know, some guys, they need you to motivate them, inspire them, and some guys, you know, if you raise your voice, you're going to lose them. And they, you know, you have to be very, very adaptive. And I think that the key to that is I see myself as a teacher. So, you know, I tell people, if you wait till halftime to have halftime adjustment, you're in trouble, because you better be making those adjustments in between every series, because, you know, obviously playing defense in this league is probably one of the toughest jobs in the country. And you know, so Coach Norvell and our coaching staff, that is our deal. We see ourselves as teachers of these young men. And so what does a teacher do? It's all about relationship, getting to know them, know what they can do, and adapt what we're doing to fit them. And so what you see, you know, hopefully on game days, see me doing that, is adapting to our players, adapting to the situation, and giving our guys every opportunity to put them in position to be successful.
Todd Graham is with us, the fine head coach at Arizona State, coming off a 10-4 season, and they win the Pac-12 South title. And I'm going to date myself a little bit here, Todd, because I did games in the Pac-8 and the Pac-10, and I remember when the conference was driven by UCLA and USC. Now you look across the board, Oregon, Stanford, USC, UCLA, Arizona State. How tough is this Pac-12 conference?
I think it's the toughest conference, top to bottom. When you look at the, you know, even the teams in the middle, and, you know, when you look at an Arizona, Washington State, Oregon State, you look at those guys. I mean, this conference, top to bottom, I think it's the toughest conference in the country, and I think that's one of the things I'm excited about a playoff, because I think you'll start getting to see those games played instead of everybody just speculating on them. So, you know, it's a very, very tough conference. I think the coaching in this level, you look at the explosive players in this league, it's pretty tough sledding. I mean, and so, you know, some of the most dynamic players in the country that you've seen in the last 5 years coming to the NFL are guys that are coming out of this league. And, you know, I think the league, you know, you look at the coaches in this league and the diversity and what you face from one week to the next, I mean, it's a great, great challenge. And I love it. You know, that's why I got into coaching. I want to be the best, and I want to coach and compete against the best, and there's no better place to do it than Pac-12.
What does your squad look like coming up this season?
I think it'll be obviously our third year, we should be the best we've been. You know, obviously offensively, we've got a lot of firepower. I think one of the things that gives me the most confidence, though, is our offensive line. I think we have an opportunity to have the best offensive line that we've had to this point, and that's as far as being a physical team that can move the defense and be able to run the football, and then do a better job of protecting Taylor. I think that's one of the things. In the first 2 years, you know, he took too many shots, and in turn we turned the football over too much, you know. And so I've got a lot of confidence in that. We'll be very explosive. We'll be the best that we've been offensively. Obviously, you got DJ Foster, I think one of the most dynamic running backs in the country. You got Jalen Strong, one of the most dynamic wideouts. Obviously, I have tremendous belief in Taylor. Maury Nelson, a tight end, is a guy that's a dynamic player. So we got obviously some new guys coming in. They're going to be impactful there. So we're going to have a lot of explosiveness and speed. And then, you know, defensively, we graduate 9 guys. A lot's been made of that. And yeah, we graduated some good ones. And not looking at that lightly. We're going to be young, but we've established that we're going to be a place that plays defense, and our guys are going to attack, and we got some quality guys that are coming in, and we got some good guys coming back, and we're going to have to get experience in a hurry, you know. But I've got a lot of confidence. I think we'll be a lot better on special teams. We have one of the best place kickers in the country. Feel great about where we improved our punting game, and that's where we got to improve the most, is on special teams. But it's going to boil down to playing defense. If you want to win this league, you got to play championship defense. And I believe in this team. I believe in what we're doing. We've got a brotherhood here, the way our players care about each other, the way we go about doing things. So, you know, anything less than winning the Pac-12 championship is going to be disappointing to us.
Todd, we only have a minute left, but, you touched on it about the national championship playoff system that they're going to have. What do you see happening as far as developing college football with that type of system now in place?
I think it's a great deal. I think one of the things that I like seeing it played on the field, but on the same hand, the traditions, you know, obviously our tradition, our great tradition and relationship with the Rose Bowl is something I think is very important. So, I think it's important that we maintain – those great traditions. I know we have 35-something bowls. I'm not talking about all that. I'm just talking about, you know, those that have such great tradition and provide such opportunity for young people to get, you know, really, really quality experience and you know, teaching them about life and giving them, you know, great opportunities to play in bowl games is important. But, you know, I do think it's going to bring a lot to the game. I wish that we had representation from the five major conferences. You know, hopefully eventually that's what they'll progress to. I'd love to see an eight-game playoff where you could keep the major bowls intact. And, you know, because I'd hate to, you know, in our conference what happens, you know, we beat each other.
Todd, I want to thank you very much for your time. You've always been very kind to me, and thank you for the insights as well. I think they're valuable to hear and for fans to listen to. You're welcome here anytime on Sports Byline. Take care, my friend.
All right, you take care, man.
Todd Graham with us in his third season as the head coach at Arizona State. Watch out for them. They're going to be tough this year. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's sports talk show, Sports Byline.